This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstich.
Cheer, I told you it's Falstich.
That's not how it's spelled.
Well, BJ yelled at us.
So it's spelled Falstich, though.
It's like false dick, like it's like a fake dick, you know, like a sex toy.
Oh. That's Jess Dildo.
Private Prissy Pants!
Sir, yes, sir! Lieutenant Hefty!
What are you doing on your iPod on guard duty?
I'm listening to the default setting, sir.
Default setting?
Sir, yes, sir. It's a podcast where Jess and Gigi discuss people's default setting and how it's affected them, sir.
Sounds like hippie liberal psychobabble to me, Private.
It's actually really good.
What are you doing on base?
I'm your 5 o'clock humiliation appointment.
I hired you for discretion.
Catch the default setting on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
To Let the Hate Flow Through You, live from Halo Live in Sandusky. I'm Jeremy Shear.
I'm El Jordano Diablo.
And this time, we're going to go back to the workaday world, as it were, and discuss what we hate about that.
What causes you from not being poor?
Yeah, well, the...
not necessarily. You're still poor.
Theoretically, you're poor. Joining us this week is the proprietor of the Stay Tough clothing line, Mr. Derek Magrum.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank you so much for coming on. So, Derek, why do you hate retail?
So, I've done a lot of jobs in my time. I kind of bounce around. I'm a jack of all trades. I started off doing factory and the bartending and doing the nightlife and the music management. And now I am starting the apparel of Stay Tough. I did that about a year ago, so I figured if I want to do apparel for my living and my choice of not being poor,
yeah,
I should probably learn the ins and outs and get a retail job.
Yeah.
Why do I hate it? I mean, where do we begin here?
Oh, there's plenty of places to begin, but where at the core of your being?
The core of the being would be just people who have no respect for anybody besides themselves.
Mm.
Yeah.
So is it just customers that feel that way, or is it employees?
I was going to say, I feel that way.
I feel like the good people feel that way, almost. Like, there's good people, and then there's just, like, escape inmates, almost.
Hmm.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I mean, because I care about the people that I love, and there's people in this room that I love, but at the same time, like, are you talking about when you walk into a store? Like, people walk in with this air of, like, I'm the only thing that matters.
We're coming off a great time. There's a thing called ghetto rich tax season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people who normally have no money, the people who are asking, hey, I need baby formula, and I need the handout, and everything. Now they get all this insane money, especially that they have children. They have this insane money.
And
they
you have come kids.
In. Yeah, I have children. I get it. You get this good money, you know, you get that check back. These people aren't putting it in towards the right place. They want to come in and they want to treat you like complete shit because now they have $5,000 from their kid. So they come in, they normally never shop your store. They're asking you questions. They don't know. It's just a lot of overall.
Are you allowed
things.
To talk about what store you work at or no?
I would prefer not to.
Okay, that's fair enough. No, I know what store you work at, but I bought shit from the store you work at.
Sometimes people that get their tax refund back blow it on a two-city tour with gas and tolls.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you never know.
I mean, If your tax refund only covers gas and tolls.
Fair enough.
I didn't work very long last year, Jordan, so sue me.
I still love you, you poor bitch.
Yeah, I'm...
And I get it. If you need clothes or you need anything from a store, like, absolutely come and get that stuff.
But
when you come in and you treat somebody like complete shit because you have money all of a sudden, now you feel like you're above them.
So it's like you're a pretty woman until you run out of money.
I wish I was a pretty woman.
No, not you, but the customer.
I wish they were a pretty woman, too.
I wish I was a pretty
woman. I mean, we get some for sure.
I mean, dude, I would totally do drag right now.
Anybody
know
how
to do makeup in this place? Anybody?
Yes, but I didn't bring my makeup with me.
You don't know how to do makeup?
I did it for a long time when I was...
It was kiss makeup. He was the star child.
Yeah. No, I... retail season... I worked retail for a long time because for some reason I was good at it. But... I don't know why. I mean, I started working retail and I had awful tattoos and, you know, this terrible body. But, you know, when you're renting movies to people, it's fine. I worked at Blockbuster. I can say that now because they're out of business. And the worst part of the year was always Christmas time. Regardless, like, Blockbuster isn't necessarily a gift destination, but... People are so pissed off because they have to spend all this money for their loved ones that they just treat everybody like shit. Like, regardless of where they go, they're holier than thou. And it gets a little ridiculous. But
I mean, kids now probably wouldn't, because, like, rental places don't fucking exist anymore to a mainstream degree, right?
There's still Family Video,
yeah, who still has the porn room, which the fact that they're called Family Video, but that's been a conundrum.
How are you supposed to make a family without the videos in the back?
I mean, no. I mean, I will agree. I will agree with that sentiment, but at the same time, you have to understand that, like, maybe certain people who listen to our podcast don't understand what a video rental place is.
You want me to explain it to them? Okay. For those of you that are too young to have had a Blockbuster card, you
Hollywood Video, or fucking Family Video, or what were some of the other ones?
Movie Gallery, Errol's,
Giant
Eagle Video.
Oh my God. Now you're making me feel old.
Yeah. Well, you walk in and you give people $5 and you get a movie for a week.
Then you have to take it back.
And then you fight with me about your late fees. And
because there are late fees.
Yeah.
There were.
I had kids come in and sing the end the late fees jingle to me in my face. When Blockbuster ended the late fees, it was fun. But it was a great job because we got free movies before they came out.
Why it was a good job.
Yeah, because I get to watch, like, whatever the
GoldenEye before it fucking came out on N64.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, I got to play the new Dynasty Warriors before they came out, and
ooh,
it was red.
That's a sweet game. That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah. No, it was pretty... It had its perks. Just when I... You know, people would rob us blind because one thing about retail is they teach you, like, not to detain shoplifters because they're dangerous. And also, because technically they haven't committed a crime until they take the merchandise out of your store.
I just picture you chasing down some fucking person trying to steal a video or a DVD. Just like, exactly.
Slams
him out and just starts beating the shit out of him. That's what I picture.
Give me back this copy of a Mac!
Big elbow jobs and shit.
Yeah.
You don't need to see Walking Tall that bad.
Space Jam. Everybody needs to see Space Jam.
We didn't have a copy of Space Jam ever. As soon as it came in, it would get stolen.
That's why Blockbuster went out of business.
Yeah.
No Space Jams.
No Space Jams.
No Space Jams.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, no, I had my favorite part of that job is the employee section of the wall. Like, these are the movies that I like. So.
Oh, which ones did you pick?
Clockwork Orange. Yes.
No, I had Spun, Salt and Sea, and Doom Generation, because I wanted to send a message to customers what I was into.
Jordan's was nothing but porn, by the way.
No, not porn, but it would have definitely been like Clockwork Orange, Caligula.
Stepmom.
Okay, why would you get the rated version of Caligula? Though?
No, it would be the because I would have been the person to like buy it and be like, okay, they gave us the rated version of Caligula. I'm gonna put the unrated version in there.
The unrated version is like twice as much,
and it's so good.
I don't believe you, but
anything Malcolm McDowell did was fine.
Yeah, but most of the unrated footage in Caligula was like shot with different people, so.
That's very true.
Yeah, honestly,
I'd have been the kind of guy who's like getting fucking stoned on pills or weed or whatever and been like, I'm going to put Conan the Barbarian in Caligula because that's just as good of a movie.
Hell yeah.
That was a pain in the ass when people did that, by the way.
When people fucked with that shit? Like when they would put a different movie in?
Yeah. Yeah, they do that all the time, and then I have to call them, which I hate calling people, so that was my least favorite part of the job. That and the people with box cutters that would steal everything. But that's, you know, I didn't really feel bad about it because what I did when I worked at Blockbuster is they had a policy where, you know how they had the guaranteed in stock or it's free? So in order to do that, they had to throw away a bunch of DVDs after a few weeks. Instead of throwing them away, I would put them in the trunk of my car and go return them to the exchange. So, you know.
I thought the exchange didn't take shit back then without, like, the cover.
I made sure to get the covers.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I was on it.
All right, so, Derek, what do you hate about retail?
What do I hate?
That's why you're here, right?
I guess that's why I'm here, right? That is very true.
What's your least... Okay, you mentioned the entitlement of the customers.
Right.
What's your least favorite part of the workday?
Least part of the workday. Just mainly just how people really treat you, honestly, by the end of it. But at the same time... For a lot of retail, I don't know. It's service industry in general, I feel, is a hard kind of ploy here.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to like you enough to buy a certain product or to tip you or anything like that. And so you just kind of have to feed into their bullshit. I work in a place where we sell clothes and people have just blows my mind how people have no idea what size shirt they wear sometimes.
Mm.
I will get people in and just be like, so medium to extra large, just things like that. And it's like, I can't help you with this, buddy.
That's
this is
like
something.
Me walking in there and be like, I wear a medium.
Right? I wear a medium, wear you a think, medium. Right?
Look how good I look in this medium.
We also, I live in a spot on the Erie Shores where we get a lot of tourists in here. So summertime, you get a lot of international
people.
Oh,
yeah. I never thought
yeah,
about that.
So yeah, you get some weird, strange smells in the dressing room sometimes. They don't believe in deodorant in certain places.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
You should probably get some deodorant. Yeah,
no.
Sure.
I don't wear deodorant because I'm
he
not allowed
to
beat people up in public, so I have to let people know how much I hate them with my smell.
Why don't you grow up? Why don't you just fucking
Why don't you
grow
learn
up?
What size shirt you wear, Mr. I'm going to wear an XL with my belly hanging out?
Your belly has hung out way more tonight than
That's because
hand.
This 2X shrunk.
Yeah.
Because I have to dry it on
it
high.
It shrunk. You didn't get fatter.
No, I lost...
Okay, yeah. Okay. You lost how many pounds?
I've lost 4 pounds over the past 2 months.
Where? Because it certainly wasn't in your belly.
It's in my inner thigh meat.
In your balls?
The riblets.
Yeah, it's in the riblets.
In the riblets.
That's where I lost it all.
It's coming back.
So you've got tourism fun. So have you worked any other retail job besides clothing?
I may add to department stores. Like I said, I was in the bar industry. So the service industry in general is I kind of can, you know, do this. As far as the service industry, I worked bars. So I did security, bartending, bar backing, DJs, trivia, all that goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So when you do security or bar backing, you have to clean a bar at the end of the night. And you can... Yeah, there's some foul, foul shit that you will clean up at the end of the bar night.
I worked at a gas station for many years. That was the worst time I ever had. Because I've cleaned bars before. And yes, there's the vomit, and then there's the people that, for some reason, wash their shoes in your toilet. And I still...
Wait, whoa. Rewind. What?
I worked at a bar one time where I had a guy that would go to the shitter and wash his shoes off because they get all scuffed up in the pit.
Like, he would scrub his shoes?
Yeah, he had a toothbrush, he'd dunk them in the water and just start scrubbing them like this. I don't understand people.
No, but, like, I feel like the only shoe you can do that with, and it's still not excusable, is Airwalks.
Well...
I'm wearing Airwalks right now.
Are you?
I am.
That would be great if you were.
Yes.
I have a pair of
Airwalks. Oh, yeah, they look like fake Vans. Yeah, you're wearing Airwalks.
I have a pair of Airwalks that look like fake Converse.
$12.
That's, yeah, pay less. Baby.
It's okay, I'm wearing fake Doc Martens right now.
Yeah,
literally, I am.
Everything about us is fake on our bodies. Inside.
Except the fat.
I don't make shoes yet. I'm working on that. I make t-shirts, hats, no shoes. When I get shoes, I'll wear mine.
I mean,
till then, $12 Airwalks will be fine.
When are Stay Tough shoes coming?
When I get a lot more shirt sales.
I was going to say, because that costs a lot of money.
Could you get a Let the Hate Flow Through You shoe line that looked like Chuck Taylor's instead said it's our logo?
Jeremy, shut up, because I'm already talking to him about a shirt for us.
All right.
Keep that on the down
low. All right. I'll stop being excited about ideas. No, but the worst thing I found cleaning out a gas station bathroom is... somebody in the men's room left a condom, a sticky sock, and a turd in the trash can.
Whoa. Let's go back for a second.
All right, we can travel back.
A condom.
It was wrapped around the turd, actually.
The condom was wrapped around a turd?
Yeah, it was like somebody...
That has to take precision.
Somebody got the shit fucked out.
That has to take precision.
I mean, there is some precision action going on in these 7-Eleven bathrooms.
Why was the sock sticky?
Because they apparently didn't care about leaving a mess in the trash can, but they cared about leaving a mess on the floor. I don't know. There's a Muscle magazine in there too. So,
wow, this got weird. I'm not going to lie, guys. This got fucking weird.
Yeah, you lost me.
I clean up after dirty people, which is why I'm not... I'm no longer in retail.
It sounds like the service industry, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't have to clean this up, so why not?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever shit in a dressing room?
Not in a dressing room.
Not yours.
Not mine, at least, yeah.
Because somebody's done that.
I don't know. Have you done that?
No, I haven't, but I assume...
You thought about it?
Okay.
I mean, sometimes
please,
you gotta go.
Please don't judge me, but I was...
Here it comes.
I was at a Walmart once, and I shit my pants. So I...
That doesn't mean you should... All right, well, go and tell me what you did.
What I did is I found a pair of similar pants, and I changed into those pants and
did
wore
them
out.
Did you hang the other pants on the hanger?
I did. It's Walmart. They deserve it.
I mean, he does have a point. There is a point there, but you are a piece of shit at the same time.
I was...
Like, that's like a half and half kind of thing. Like that's like, fuck Walmart, but fuck you too.
Well, fuck me, but, you know, I was really drunk and I shit my pants, so what was I supposed
Why
to
do? Why were you drunk in a Walmart and you shit your pants?
Who isn't drunk in a Walmart?
Why
Who hasn't shit their pants? Sounds like Walmart.
I was going to pick up... what the fuck was I going to pick up? More beer, obviously, but I think also swim trunks for a hot tub. So it was a good thing I shit my pants in the Walmart, not the hot tub.
That's how you ruin a night. Everybody here, that's how you ruin a night. I'm going to go pick up swim trunks. And then you shit your pants. You're not swimming that night. And if you do, you're a bad person. You are a bad fucking person.
I used the shower before I got into the hot
tub. No.
It was Lake Erie, yeah. First of all.
Well,
all right.
If it was Lake Erie, that's a completely different story.
If you don't shit in Lake Erie, you're insulting the lake.
I'm pretty sure I've shit in Lake Erie. I think.
I just remember doing a shoot there and finding, like, a wall of diapers. Just full diapers in the water.
I'm never going to swim in Lake Erie again after this conversation.
If you were swimming... How old are you? I'm 30.
All right, I'm 33.
Okay, so... And Jeremy's, like, 100. So...
You look great.
He does look great.
Is that Arizona
but
Z?
All I'm saying is if you didn't realize by the time you were 22 that you shouldn't step foot in Lake Erie, especially living in this area where all the fucking... What are they called? Nuclear fucking...
Oh, the nuclear plant?
Yeah, if you're swimming in Lake Erie, what's wrong with you? Is that where the beard comes from?
Maybe.
Nuclear waste?
Is that what it is? I did
it. It looks good. I mean, thank you. I'm not going to lie.
I appreciate it.
You know what? I think I'm going to start bathing my face in nuclear waste so I can get a more...
Oh, you haven't been?
No, I've been burying my face in some waste, definitely, but not nuclear waste.
Not nuclear.
What was her name?
Bridget. they're all named Bridget.
They're all named... It's the weirdest thing. They're all named Bridget.
Yeah, I have a Bridget problem. What can I say?
You're like the Ron Swanson of terrible people.
Thank you. I think.
That's how Jeremy takes compliments from me. He just puts his hand in his face and he says, thank you.
Sighs out loud.
Yeah. That's basically Lissai.
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 I think the worst retail job, though, I had was grocery store. Because it was like at the time, it was a union job for some reason. And I was a bagger. And
you were a union bagger?
I was a union bagger. And
name, by the way.
Union bagger, yeah. But because I was so young, I missed out on all the fun parts of working in the grocery store, which was stealing cases of whipped cream and going in the back and doing whippets for hours and hours. I found out about after I got fired for cussing out a manager, which apparently I was supposed to go to my union rep and file a grievance after I got fired. I didn't know that. Because apparently I could have kept that really shitty $5 an hour job if I had filed the proper paperwork.
Hey, that would be an $8 an hour job now.
Well, now they don't have baggers anymore, do they?
Dave's does.
Okay.
Dave still utilizes
Dave's
that.
Dave's wouldn't hire me.
No, they would not.
No.
They probably know who you are.
Yeah, they know I try to cash my checks.
Dave's is a local Cleveland grocery store.
I think they're around other places, but they tend to buy...
It's mostly Cleveland.
They repurpose old buildings in bad neighborhoods and build grocery stores there. So good for them. And then they're too expensive, which is weird. Yeah, so retail. I worked a lot of goddamn retail.
Wait, why was grocery the worst retail job you ever had?
Because it just... it was 5-hour shifts, which is not enough. It's not enough to make any decent money.
No, it's not.
Especially 5 an hour.
I thought you were bitching about that for a minute. It's like, God, it's 5-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Like,
it's too long. No.
That's nothing.
No breaks.
The only time they give me 8-hour shifts is during holidays. And then we had a special needs fella that thought he was the boss. And you have to be nice to the guy because, you know, it's obvious that he's slow. But it took every ounce of self-control I had not to cuss the motherfucker out every day when he told me to go do something.
You wanted to yell at a retarded person?
I said special needs.
I said retarded, whatever.
I think he was a brain-damaged guy.
Tomato, tomato.
Okay.
Like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying it is what it is.
Yes, I wanted to yell at a retarded guy, Jeremy.
I just wanted Jeremy to say it. That's all.
16-year-old Jeremy was very angry. We spent our days playing the stupid band name game where it's like, you know, you name a band, then the last letter of the band name, you get a band after that.
We do that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you combine the names together to make up funny names.
Yeah, that's how we spent our time at the grocery store. It was maddening, but...
Like Avenged Diamond?
Who's... Is that Avenged
Sevenfold? It's like Avenged Sevenfold King Diamond. Is okay. that not, am I not playing the game right?
I don't... Yeah, I guess, but...
It's fuck not, that band.
It's not really funny. That band sounds amazing.
I'll look like an idiot. No, that band would suck.
Avenged Sevenfold music with King Diamond vocals. I think that would be good.
No, that would be okay. Well, it depends on the era of Avenged Sevenfold. If we're talking the first two records of Avenged Sevenfold, it might be cool.
Yes.
But anything after that, like Guns N' Roses Avenged Sevenfold, turn into Metallica Avenged Sevenfold, and it all sucks. It's great. It's awful.
Not my cup of tea, but yeah, no, I deal with those customers a lot.
No, I
not
to
give
you
not to give away where I work by any means.
Oh, Walmart!
I work at Walmart, and people come in and they shit their pants and swap it out for other pants and hang it up.
Right? No,
it's
not
real
people.
Fucked up.
Me,
it's real fucked up.
It's just me.
How long you been working in like? How long you been working in retail currently?
At my current job?
Yeah.
About 4 years now.
Oh, you've been there 4 years?
4 years. I am, yeah. It's going a little...
God.
So have you, like, been there long enough that where the time, the pay bump makes it worth it to stay there?
Yeah, absolutely. I became
the money's worth it, at
least? Yeah. They treat me really well. The company I work for is awesome, so I can't complain about the company aspect of it at all.
It's just the shit people that come
in. Just
the
shit people that will come in.
When I worked retail, like, I worked at Lowe's.
Okay.
Like, when I was, like, 19.
Right.
And I was, like, a sales specialist, so I wasn't even, like, a floor peon. Like, I was, like, a guy that... You come to redo your bathroom. And it doesn't fucking, like, I don't...
You don't look like the guy that should be able to know how to redo the bathroom. You look like the
if
guy...
If you look at me from behind, I look like the guy that should be able to redo your bathroom.
Because your ass is hanging out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So fuck off, Sheer. But no, I was the guy that you came to like, hey, I want this special Kohler fucking faucet or whatever... I was that guy, and what I, because I hate retail, like, I was, like, after that job, I was, like, I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Because of, like, and I know where you work, so it's, like, it's not on the same scale as far as, like,
I mean, I worked the department stores and stuff, too. Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
As far as, like, how big the store is, like,
right.
The politics that go into retail are, like, it was
so
never
bad.
The customers that bothered me, because I knew I was going to get dumb questions. I knew that was going to happen. It was the fucking people that I worked with. And
yeah.
I was like, you're all fucking morons. You're all idiots. And I was like 19 at that time. So I was like, I was smarter than everybody in the world. And I'm 30 now. So it's like, there's no way.
He hasn't grown up at all from 19 to 30.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Not at all.
It's even worse when you work commission. I've worked a job where you work commission, and I thought, all right, here's a chance I'm going to make some serious money at it. And then you work commission, and every single one of your coworkers will steal your fucking sales.
Oh, yeah.
When you're new, it's easy to steal somebody's sales.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, let me just do this for you. I'm going to teach you how to do it, and they plug in their number, and you're like, there goes another, you know, $500 commission check, you know.
Yep.
People are cunts.
Yeah,
are
absolutely.
Cunts.
And bartending's the same kind of way, you know. You got to really trust the person you're behind the bar with. I'm making five drinks, you're one drink. Yeah, I'm not splitting my tips with you. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
I'm doing five times more work than you, or I know 20 more people than
and
you.
And I'll give you a legitimate cut of this money.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm keeping
but
the
there's no way. And I've worked jobs where it was like... You bartended for tips only.
Yeah.
And if...
What? They didn't pay you hourly?
No.
Fuck.
Welcome to outside of Cleveland, sir. Yeah. Here things get a little rough. And you will work just for tips only in this place. And sometimes it's worth it. I've worked for concert venues under the table, tips only. Did 12-hour shifts and came out with $20.
Yeah.
That's just how the name of the game is. I've done 3-hour shifts and left with $200. It just depends on the name of the game.
I've done bar backing shifts and made $300.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just depends. It's all about respect.
Yeah, absolutely. You do your time, too. You know, I understand small businesses can't really afford to give you a lot of shit, especially concert venues. It's the reason they're dying all around the fucking world is because... You know, people aren't going to shows or downloading their music or buying it at the exchange for a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Or
and
CD
I get
exchange.
It. Or the yeah, whatever. You know, it's just a hard push now. Gas prices go up, all that shit. It's hard to get people out to shows. That's why, you know, Stay Tough kind of came around was, you know, get out to fucking shows, support these local artists, whether it's music, whatever kind of art it is, you know, podcast.
Yeah, we enjoy being artists and supporting other artists.
Absolutely.
And we don't make shit, for the record.
Nothing. Like, it's all the pure love of just making each other fucking laugh at this point.
There's however many people in this room right now, and if we make a couple of them laugh, like, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. Stick with us, guys. We'll get you to laugh here and there.
If you're not, wait for the sad boys after this.
Sad boys, they're funny.
Oh yeah, we're very funny.
Dude, this is just like watching people have a conversation and bullshitting. Watching what they do is like takes talent because they actually have to put a show together. It's fucking ridiculous. And it's way more work than I fucking would ever want to do. I want people to pay me to listen to talk.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Hey, hi.
Hey,
this is Jordan.
Seven.
What's up?
That was a good plug, by the way, for the Sad Boys.
Oh, they're...
Absolutely, stick around, for sure.
No, if you're not, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, that's it's a fun show. We worked really hard on it.
There's a reason they go after us. There's a reason they go after us.
Yeah, because we're great.
Go fuck yourself, fatty.
No, fuck yourself. Like, Sad Boys are great, and...
It is. I still think you're gay.
Yeah, I probably am. What's your point? It's all this retail work has made me gay by necessity. Well, you talk a lot about the politics, so, you know, how else am I supposed to sleep my way to the top when all the people in power are men, huh?
The politics of retail.
Yeah. Well, it's not just commissions. It's also, like, how am I going to get a good schedule if I'm not, like, sucking up to the right people? Because, you know, if I'm not sucking up to the right people, I get 2 days this week. Well, this is bullshit. So I got
to
be nice.
When you go into the department stores, yeah, I absolutely agree to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I've still got people that work retail. They make bank because they're in management. But then they have to manage the people that, you know, 19-year-old me's that, like, obviously aren't going to do this for the rest of their lives, and they're just wasting away their time until they can find something better.
Yep.
And then that leaves the lifers in there having to deal with their shit. And that's probably worse. When I was in management, that was my least favorite thing. Just like people that didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Management of what?
I managed the Blockbuster. I was also a shift manager / trainer at 7-Eleven, where we had a very high turnover.
Yeah, how god-awful was that?
I wonder why.
It wasn't because I was doing any bad things during training. It was just, you know, people would figure out how much actual fucking work it is and not want to do it.
Absolutely.
Because
it's a lot more what people make it out to be, even if it is a department store.
Yeah.
I worked, I think, 3 department stores, and yeah, it's hard, man. I quit my last department store job because I was literally working 3 departments and still getting scheduled 12 fucking hours.
What?
And thinking, like, yeah, I can survive off 12 hours for work. I was told if you work more departments, the more hours you get.
I was going to say, were you getting paid salary?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Just a common worker, you know, jack of all trades. Yeah, I'll work electronics. I'll work stocking. I'll work whatever the fuck you want me to do. I just need to survive enough to pay to live.
Yeah.
The whole common core of your last show was, I just need to survive at this point. I was walking 5 miles of work. My car broke down at that point.
Jesus.
Walked 5 miles to work at 2 in the morning. I would leave 2 in the morning, get there at 4:30, unload a truck. And if they were over budget, they cut me.
You'd have to walk 5 miles.
And then you walk 5 miles back, I mean, it happens. You just gotta do what you gotta do when you're broke and shit. But yeah. But yeah, nobody's gonna ever fucking survive. They want to cut you when it's most convenient to them. They need you to work overtime when it's most convenient to them. Factory work was the same fucking way for me. I got laid off every other month, and then when you came back to work, you were working 80-hour fucking
dude,
weeks.
As far as that goes, like, factory work, I mean, retail work could be the same way, but, like, I was also raised, like, non-religious. Well, I mean, I was raised Jehovah's Witness, so it was like I couldn't work. I would work holidays. Like, I was that guy, you know what I mean?
And, but Sundays.
Like, which was fine because, like, when Christmas fell on a Sunday, I got paid triple time, which for me at the time was almost $45 an hour.
Which is insane money. Sick. It's like, insane money now.
Like, yeah, I don't care about Christmas anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, like, when people are, when you're for, like, because they say, oh, well, it's not mandatory, but, like, when you're worried about keeping your job.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the thing is, like, anytime a job is like, oh, no, nothing is mandatory. Bullshit.
But.
Because, yeah, exactly. Because, like, I've been at those jobs before where it's like, oh, no, it's not mandatory. But if you don't do what we ask, you're going to feel threatened. Fuck you.
Speaking of holidays, this whole Black Friday bullshit, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's talk about the real fucking problem of retail.
Does where you work, do they run crazy Black Fridays?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm okay with it. I get the good sales, and I get trying to get the good sales. But coming in on Black Friday, which is now Thursday on Thanksgiving, where you're taking people away from their families. Like, I legit have to wake up at 7 in the morning on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving Day. Go to my family's to eat at noon, and then I go home and get maybe a 2-hour nap to work a fucking 13-hour shift for people
to. They open malls?
We open malls on Thanksgiving Day. Now, Black Friday is now on Black Thursday. It's Thanksgiving Day. We open, and this was the first year, you know, I got lucky. Last year, you're open all fucking night. This last year, they closed for like 5 hours through the night, thankfully. But the year before, we opened at 5 p.m. and we were open until I think midnight or some shit. The 2 days after, it's stupid. It's just stupid. Over like, just the deals are okay, but honestly, where I work at, they're not really justifiable. If you're out and about, that's cool. But if you're waking up to do this shit on Thursday or taking people away, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't mind it. I get why you do it. But at the same time, I see the other side of it now, and it's kind of shitty.
Are the deals worth it?
Never. You get the same deal, honestly, but on that Saturday deal. It's very little less, or you can just wait a couple months, and we'll run a similar deal, which maybe you're saving $2 extra. And trust me, I've had people curse me out and belittle the fuck out of me or my employees over $2. That does happen. That does happen. I just had it happen about a week and a half ago.
Oh, boy.
A week and a half.
$2.
$2. Because this was marked 30% off, and this is what I should get it for. But we gave you the better deal. Nope, I want this deal. That's some people think they know your job better than you. And it's just going to happen, and you got to do your best to deal with those people.
Stop
but,
selling a day to remember shirts, dude.
Well, now you're getting away where I work, damn it.
I said one thing, and then
Who else is selling that shit?
Walmart?
Yeah,
Walmart. Yeah, Walmart. That's where I work. Quit giving it away.
But do you find
Kmart?
Kmart, yeah, I'm there all the time. Come visit me. Is Kmart still a thing? Is that like Blockbuster now?
Is that one on Lorraine still open?
I have no idea.
We have no Kmart around here. Not that I know of.
I stopped caring about Kmart a long time ago.
No blue light special? No.
Caring with a K?
No.
It's like corn.
With a backwards R.
Yeah.
Backwards R.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Korn was a band.
Yeah, they were a band.
We saw them at Walmart.
Have you ever? Yeah.
But
also at Kmart.
I had to go see Korn at Nautica because my ex really liked Korn.
Had to.
Yeah, I had to.
Korn the vegetable or Korn the band?
She liked Corn the band more than Corn the vegetable. She didn't look like she enjoyed many vegetables.
I don't trust that.
Don't trust her. You like the band over the vegetable? Has she tried corn? Like, yeah. Corn's amazing.
Corn's wonderful, but, you know, when your teeth are going bad, it's difficult to enjoy. Unless you take it off the cob. And then
going bad, are bad, or gone?
Going bad.
You take it out of the can first.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what happens.
A can of corn. But
yeah, a can of corn.
Yeah. But do you find that now that we're a service-based economy, do you find that people are treating you like you're lucky to have a job, and is that why they're shitty?
Sometimes, yeah. They just feel like, I got this $10 and I fucking own you for an hour. I've had people...
$10?
I've had people run me for literally no money who were like, you see all those mannequins with clothes? I need all of those ones. Not the ones, you know, behind... I want that one and that one and that one. And they will...
Do people actually do that?
That's why I'm here, sir. Right? And they will just give you an hour of work and then you'll... The one in the dressing room, you open it up, and they beeline it out of your store, and it's just a fucking tart, like Tasmanian devil, went through your fucking dressing room and store. And you're like, holy shit, they spent no money and created like an hour and a half to 2 hours of work for me. Yep. On top of my busy day already.
Yeah, because they have no respect for you.
So people are cunts.
People are, yeah, I mean, people it just comes cunts. Down to like
you're
people
to
just.
Say it on here. Say it on a church stage. Say cunt on a church stage.
I'll think
Sheer, do it.
Why?
Why not?
Because I'm not just going to say cunt willy-nilly.
Cunt.
You just kind of did, though.
I wasn't willy-nilly. There was context.
Nimbly-bimbly.
Well, was there context or was there context?
There was context.
I still don't know what you said.
I said context. and anyway.
You guys see what he did there?
I did.
This is good.
It's weird, especially because people are moving away from shopping in stores now, so it seems like
yeah, absolutely.
Only the shitty people are left that haven't figured out how to use a computer.
That's another great concept. Where I work, we do web order pickups. You can order from my store and pick it up from the web order.
Yeah.
And you would not believe how much people in a warehouse could give a fuck that you have to deal with their bad customer service they send you the wrong, you know, shit. I also have credit cards where I work at where you had to, you know, figure out why somebody was charged double for a credit card that they made a payment on.
Oh,
and
boy.
You gotta, you know, you have to fix a situation that you have absolutely no control over.
I wish Suncoast was still a store.
Oh, I do too.
That's the store I want to work at.
Suncoast. That was a good story. I wonder
why. Do
they
sell Blu-rays now? Or would it be DVDs still?
I don't know. I
remember when they sold VHSs. Does anybody remember Suncoast? Anybody?
We had one in Sandusky.
Yeah. All right.
I used to go there to buy posters.
It's now called Peace Mountain where our Suncoast is. It's now a head shop, basically, in our mall.
Well, those are fake mall stores. Like, anything that does, like, sells, like, swords... Or bowls.
I'm into
or fucking drug rugs.
I like all these things.
No,
that's the drug rugs.
Yeah,
I don't know. The swords. Got
no,
my sword, attention.
No, I'm not bitching about like what they sell. I'm just bitching about like you're not a real like KB Toys.
KB Toys is coming back.
No, it's not.
They opened in December.
Toys R Us closes down and KB Toys comes
swear
back.
To you.
What
they
world are you living?
I am in a church. I wouldn't swear to you if it wasn't true. But they're coming back, yeah. They announced they're coming back because Toys R Us left.
But, hey, we closed down for a couple years just to see how shit was going to go. Get rid of our inventory.
Dude, I'm stoked. I don't know about
no,
you.
No, that's
stoked.
What I'm saying. Like, that's a real mall store to me. Like, that's a mall store.
So what's the base, like, the best fake mall store you've ever seen?
Like, you mean like fake, like, head shop shit?
No, like fake, like, you're saying real stores versus
any
fake stores.
Any memorabilia shop in any mall ever, those are bullshit stores.
Elyria Mall has a church in their mall.
Wait, no they don't.
Swear
do
to
really?
You. Swear. Two of them now? There's two of them
There's
now.
Two,
and they have
whoa. You can go to the mall and go to church.
Go to church and then pick up like a phone case at Best
Buy
on your way out.
How has nobody been like, let's make a TV show out of this? How is that not a thing?
Because you haven't written it yet, Jordan.
No shit. What the fuck? Like, how long has that been a thing?
Euclid Square.
How long has it been there?
Church had over a minute, man.
No, it's fine. No, the best would be like a condemned movie theater that you turn into a mall church. That would be even better.
Would it be
like I would just be on the screen be like, hey, people, talk about Jesus.
When I think
and God and shit.
When I see churches like that in a mall, I immediately think, like, it's the churches with the fucking snakes and shit, or they're really seeing these churches.
Wait, do you mean, like, physical snakes or snakes as people?
No, like, physical snakes.
Why
like,
would they have physical snakes?
I just feel like they're the churches that, like, smack in your forehead and, like, pow, you're cured, and you're like... Oh, I can see again, or I can, you know, whatever. I feel like it's the most ridiculous church ever.
I'm gonna hold a king cobra in your face and be like, bite it. I dare you.
You have to bite it, and then you're cured, and you'll go to heaven. Fucking do it. We're in a mall,
you're
gonna
die in 15 minutes, but it's gonna be heaven's awesome.
Put the snake in your mouth and be healed. Feel the snake get harder and firmer as you grasp your lips around it over and over again. Yes. Feel it scrape against your gums. Don't mind the salty flavor. That's God's love drizzling down your mouth. Be healed!
Testify!
Oh, man. Pretty sure we're talking about different snakes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're all salty.
All snakes are salty.
If you get anything out of this show, all snakes are salty. That's a new State Tough shirt. Coming fall 2018.
All snakes are salty.
New podcast.
New merges. New podcast, Stay Tough merging
that's,
right there.
Let the hateful three times Stay Tough.
That's
all snakes
it.
Are salty.
Coming this summer.
Hashtag.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So where can we find Stay Tough online?
Stay-tough.myshopify.com is the web store. We're also on Facebook at /StayToughOfficial, and then Twitter and Instagram at StayXTough.
Like, seriously, one of the sickest shirts I own, Derek gave to me as, like, a present, and it's so cool. I think he actually has it for sale over there. It's, like, an upside-down coffin, which, like, if you've ever listened to our show or see our fucking logo with a pentagram in it that's hung in a church right now. I just want God to rain down on me, but he won't because he's a bitch. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not with him, God.
I was going too far there. But no.
I still love you.
Sorry. Derek's selling a shirt over there. It's really cool. It's got an upside down coffin on it.
It's a Christian shirt.
No, it's not. I'm not wearing it if it's a Christian shirt. I will never wear it again. Don't say that.
We love Jeebus.
It's really cool. Derek and I, we work on the same levels mentally all the fucking time. Check out his fucking shit.
I appreciate
it. It's so good, dude.
I appreciate it.
Like, he doesn't do bad designs. There's no bad design he does. He's a fantastic artist.
I have to give a lot of shout out. My artist, Dan Nguyen, and I have another one part-time as well. They crush it every time I get it. Any new designs, there's a team of three of us, and we work well together.
You just crush it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Sincerely.
It's great. I love it.
We appreciate your work. I've become a fan through us getting booked on this show. It's like, oh, shit, I love all of it. So
awesome. Thank you.
We got to shout out our sponsors. Thank you, Jess Falstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter.
Women sponsor us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're always up for that. And you can...
see us after the show.
Yeah.
No, we really are. I promise.
Yeah, we are. Brit Fox, Xbox Rocks on the Instagram and the Snapchat. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can go to patreon.com/dirtyshear. I have a sponsorship offer there, or you can get a hold of us. We're always open to talk. Derek, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate being on the show.
Yeah. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates retail as much as Derek Megrim.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing, angels.
Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.